Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley. And yes, it's Dallas week. And we're going to really start to focus today on the importance of Sunday night, Dallas, Texas. Big, big game for the Birds and the Cowboys. We're going to cover that in depth today. In fact, I got to be honest with you. I'm hoping the Eagles will listen to me because I have some profound revelations about the current state of their team, which I'm about to roll out for the benefit of our audience this morning. I'm very proud of this. I spent a lot of time this week getting to this day and this moment when I can truly explain what's going on with the Eagles. Okay. And I will in 1 second. We are going to get you updated at 7 o'clock on an amazingly undercovered story this week. Mm-hmm. The interviews that the Phillies are holding for the managerial candidate.
Yeah.
Hell, nobody's staking out. Remember they used to stake out the offices and get the guy when he comes in and out?
Mm-hmm.
We know in and out this week have been Joe Girardi, Buck Showalter, yesterday, Dusty Baker.
They may have interviewed them in New York, though.
Didn't see much. Oh, yeah. they might not have come.
Yeah, they were in New York, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
They didn't. Oh, they're hiding.
No, I think
they're
at the games. Up there at the games.
What games are they?
The Yankees.
They're not even playing.
Well, that's why they had a day off. They went and had a club sandwich. Good. Dusty Baker took the toothpick, and that was it.
Oh, they got it. And those,
Charming
you get, Al. With a club sandwich, you get four toothpicks.
Well,
if you get the right club sandwich, you get four of them. That's enough to take him through his week. But anyway, yes, we will update you on that with Todd Zalecki at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
8 o'clock hour, pure gold. Ray Didinger.
Yeah.
And I'm going to roll some of my theories out to him. 9:20, we have Brian Billick on. And Brian Billick won a Super Bowl in Baltimore. And I'm going to ask him what I'm going to start the show with. And it's my revelation for the day. It's real simple what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. And it was demonstrated this week by their general manager, Howie Roseman, when he had an opportunity to get as close as you're going to get to a cure for a currently terminal illness, his secondary. And please understand, it isn't just the secondary that is killing the Eagles' defense. You're going to say to yourself, well, the pass rush, look at what's going on with the pass rush. They can't get to the quarterback because there's so little time because receivers are open from the snap. They're 15 yards away from him. Then they bite on a double move, and then they're 15 yards behind them. Am I making this up?
No, we see it every week.
So if you're a pass rusher, you can't do anything about it. The linebackers, I'm going to get a little later in the show. Al, I love Doug Peterson. He was not forthright yesterday in describing what was going on with Zach Brown, who is no longer on the team.
Yeah.
The linebackers are virtual non-entities in the Jim Schwartz system, number one. And number two, especially when everyone's open downfield on every play. And I'm not overstating it. Look at the film. They're all open every play.
There were two players it's wide unbelievable. Open on the same play. Wide open.
But Howie Roseman could have fixed it. It was a high price to pay. Only 6 out of 10 of the fans think he should have. We did the poll yesterday, and Al came out right 60%.
Yeah.
Said he should have spent 2 ones and a 4 to get Jalen Ramsey. Who, by the way, I just want to mention this, and I am not a doctor, but if you wanted to see a medical miracle, Jalen Ramsey, troubled all year, Al,
by
severe back issues. The moment he was traded to L.A., maybe an In-N-Out burger when he, I don't know what happened. 100% cured. He is not even on the injury list.
Wow.
Which I understand some would say, yeah, that's the kind of guy I want to bring in here who faked an injury for the first 6 weeks of the season. Bottom line is this. Howie could have proven. Here's the word you got to remember this morning. Howie could have proven he was hungry and wanted to win. And he didn't. And I'm going to take you back to the steps of the art museum. And Jason Kelce, 2 years ago, here's what he said.
Hungry dogs run faster, and that's this team.
And the fact of the matter is that was that team, not this one. This one doesn't have the hunger. This one doesn't feel the same urgency. Mike Garofalo out, formerly WIP, now brilliant reporter at NFL Network, really put into focus how he's thinking when it came down to the big moment. This thing, Al, you put Jalen Ramsey on that field Sunday. And by the way, he's healthy now. He can do. He could have done this. You put him on that field Sunday. Are the Eagles more likely to win that game?
Oh, yeah.
By a significant amount? Is that not a huge game, and wouldn't that be a major factor in the game?
Yeah.
No, don't want to do it. I might squander the next Derek Barnett. I might squander the next Andre Dillard. I cannot take that risk. Stupid. Stupid decision and gutless decision. And here's Mike Garofalo taking you inside how he's thinking.
The bottom line is, from what I was told, Roseman just was not going to go 2 first-round picks and then the fourth that the Rams sent to Jacksonville. If you ever see Howie Roseman make a move like that, it's probably going to be for, at least on the defensive side of the ball, for a pass rusher, for a Khalil Mack type of a player. Their philosophy here would not lend to them to give up that much capital for Jalen Ramsey.
All right, that would be dumb thinking if it's truly what Howie's thinking, because it doesn't matter how fast your pass rushers are. Reggie White wouldn't be able to get to the quarterback with all the open receivers downfield. There's no time to get to the quarterback. Those numbers of the people are the Eagles' defensive line, Al. There's no – how often – I would say this to Rhea before that. How many times do you remember over the course of the first six games – Carson Wentz sitting in that pocket, dodging people, waiting for somebody to come open.
Many times.
Now, compare that to the opponents of the Eagles. How often have you seen that situation with them? Very rarely. Very rarely. There was one sack last week, and that was one of the few plays where Brandon Graham had enough time. But even at that, he got through very fast. Very fast. You don't have a chance. I could get 5 Khalil Max. It doesn't matter if everybody's wide open as soon as they snap the ball. They need to fix the secondary. That's the biggest problem on the team and how he didn't do it. And I'm holding him responsible for that. And the reason he didn't do it is he's not hungry. He's not hungry. Al, how did the Eagles win in 17? What happened? What set into motion their one great, great season?
Well, Nick Foles was terrific.
Before that, they were 10-1 before you saw Nick Foles.
Wentz was terrific.
How did Wentz get here?
Well, he's second-round pick. No, I mean, second overall pick.
Wait a minute. Second overall pick? We were in the middle of that draft. We were like 15, 16 in that draft. How do we get to 2?
We had a trade to get the pick.
We double-jumped.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
To get a young guy. Yeah.
He double-jumped the draft. It's unheard of. What Harry Roseman did 4 years ago when he got Wentz, unheard of in the NFL. He double-jumped to get up to Wentz's spot and said, I would have taken Goff or Wentz, and they're both very good.
Yeah.
I think ultimately Wentz might be a little better, but it's very close. All right? He double-jumped. How aggressive is that compared to, I'm not going to give up 2 number-one picks for the guy that cures my secondary? It's unbelievable he wouldn't do it. It's hunger. Do you understand it's hunger, Al? When you come in every day, aren't you dying to do the best show you ever did?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear me come in here one morning and mail it in?
No.
Ever mail it in?
No.
Because when I start the show, I drove all the way here, right? Yeah. If I spent all this time preparing for a show, I'm going to mail it in. I'm going to, you know, the first hour of any of our radio shows, have you ever heard me go, let's just go to the call. Oh, there are no calls.
There aren't. I don't really.
Because that's what's going on with the Eagles. Look at the first quarter of these games. Is that not a total reflection of a lack of true hunger that they mail in the first quarter of most games?
It's two seasons now.
Yeah. Since the Super Bowl. The Hungry Dog Super Bowl. They filled up, and they're still filled up.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Thank you. Now, yesterday, I kind of pushed this in front of Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if he felt that way. And rather than directly address the lack of hunger, he attempted a technical explanation for the slow starts, none of which truly uncovered any information. Let's listen to what he said about not being so hungry. 2 years ago, you won this city with the hungry dogs thing. Are the dogs not hungry anymore? Could you explain to us why you guys are starting so poorly almost every week?
I can't explain it. I think that we're trying to fix it. We're trying to get plays, and we've done some tempo things in other games. This game isn't as simple as, you know, do this and everything is fixed as in terms of fast starts. I think that in general, it comes down to execution. And for whatever reason, to start games, we just haven't gotten off to a quick start.
It's not a good answer. I hate to say it. I love Jason. He didn't address the fact that if you're really hungry, you want to tear the other guy's head off the minute you go out on the field. You spend a whole week of prep to get to that game. You get to the game. Now I got to not worry the first quarter. I got to be down 10 points in the first quarter. Five of the first six games, Al. Five of the first six games. Some of these opponents, not good. Five of the first six games, the Eagles have trailed by 10 or more points in the first quarter. Five of the six. And that is a direct component of not being hungry. And that's the message Howie Roseman sent to the team. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's obviously not recorded because it was said in anonymity. It's said confidentially to Josina. What's her
name? Josina Anderson.
Josina Anderson of ESPN, Al, is quoting an unnamed Eagle player yesterday who said, and I quote, Howie dropped the ball by not getting Jalen Ramsey. And it's ironic because the one thing the Eagles are good at this year is dropping the ball.
Very good at it.
But Al, if he's saying it, if one of these players, whoever this is saying it, more than one is thinking it.
We had Mitch here.
Mitch tells us about the year that the Phillies were supposed to get Randy Johnson, and they ended up not getting him. And they came in and tried to explain it to the players, and they went, well, these guys don't really. This is Andy McPhail part two. Howie Roseman, when he didn't get Jalen Ramsey, said, if we don't make the playoffs,
Howie Roseman is putting Vince Velasquez and Nick Pivetta out on the corners.
Thank you. That perfectly said, Ram.
Howie
didn't
Roseman
address the biggest need because he's not hungry enough to win again.
Because he's got a more. Previously, he had to prove it.
He doesn't have to prove it now.
Well, he's got late first round picks.
These picks aren't going to turn into big stars like Jalen Ramsey.
Well, he doesn't know that, but he does.
I know it. I've seen his history.
But he doesn't know he has a
longer view
now because the job is more secure. When he first came back, it was like, you were in the sock department.
He was hungrier.
Yeah.
Because he had to prove himself right then and there. There was an urgency to him.
He's got a responsibility for the future. Like, he's taken that responsibility. Like, I don't even mind Clowney as much as the combination. I don't mind Ramsey as much as the combination of Clowney and
They should have got one of those guys.
Clowney
wouldn't have helped him. He would have?
Yeah.
He better get there in 1 second.
Well, no, he would have helped
him. Because every receiver's wide open.
See, I think if they got him, at least
he keeps not getting the guy he should get. Why?
And Al, the cornerback position is as important as the line position in this league. What's all they do is
pass. Yeah, but I mean, I think he's really worried about re-signing the guy and looking like a dope.
Well, you know what? That's, to me, he's got to figure that out down the road. He's a capologist. He'll figure that out. One last thing I want to add to this, because I think I know Doug Peterson fairly well. I've talked to him every single Monday after the games.
Yeah.
And Doug Peterson doesn't come on with half-baked concepts.
No.
Doug Peterson on Monday morning set the alarm clock and let it ring. He wanted to set the tone for the week when he said this.
We're going down to Dallas, and our guys are going to be ready to play. And we're going to win that football game. And when we do, we're in first place in the NFC East. We control our own destiny. We're right where we need to be.
Hunger.
Yeah.
He was trying to create a hunger.
Well, he's trying to get him to hit the field. Field running.
He was. He was trying.
Dogs run faster.
Yeah. Well, how about this, fellas? How about getting a little hungry for your city? Right now, we had to endure an awful Philly season. Right now, even Carter Hart got benched again last night. Right? Now, we got some hopes with the Sixers right now. Ben Simmons had some really good things to say, which I'm going to play for you later in the hour, Al. He gave me new hope for both Ben Simmons and the Sixers with the stuff he said yesterday. Very, very thoughtful, searching, interesting remarks.
Best answer he's ever given.
Yes, it really is. And I'm going to play it for you later in the hour. But here's what we're going to do right now. I got five great prizes today, including a Fletcher Cox jersey. And it's got no marks on it because he hasn't done much this year.
Missed practice for illness.
Yesterday he was ill. So this is really brand new jersey. It's pristine.
You're not supposed to do that.
I know I'm not. Okay. But bottom line on this is, in order to do that, all you got to do is name me a player who played for both the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the thing. Top five as we pick going hot. We'll pick the order at the end. So you don't have to get the best one. You got to get one of the best five players who play for both the Eagles and the Cowboys. Everything's in play, and there's a lot of them. Here are your numbers. 888-729-9494, pound 9494 on your AT&T Verizon cell phone. WIP Sports Time is 650.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.